Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paulson has told you that the testimony of Sarah Tobias is nothing. Sarah Tobias was raped, but that is nothing. She was cut and bruised and terrorized, but that is nothing. All of it happened in front of a howling crowd, and that is nothing. Well, it may be nothing to Mr. Paulson, but it is not nothing to Sarah Tobias, and I don't believe it is nothing to you. Next, Mr. Paulson tried to convince you that Kenneth Joyce was the only person in that room who knew that Sarah Tobias was being raped. The only one? Now you watched Kenneth Joyce. How did he strike you, huh? Did he seem especially sensitive, especially observant? Did he seem so remarkable that you immediately said to yourselves, of course, this man would notice things other people wouldn't? Do you believe that Kenneth Joyce saw something those three men didn't see? In all the time that Sarah Tobias was being held down on the pinball machine, the others didn't know? Kenneth Joyce confessed to you that he watched a rape and did nothing. He told you that everyone in that bar behaved badly. He was right. But no matter how immoral it may be, it is not the crime of criminal solicitation to walk away from a rape. It is not the crime of criminal solicitation to silently watch a rape. But it is the crime of criminal solicitation to induce or entreat or encourage or persuade another person to commit a rape. Hold her down, stick it to her, make her moan. These three men did worse than nothing. They cheered and they clapped and they rooted the others on, made sure that Sarah Tobias was raped and raped and raped. Now tell me, is that nothing? Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Talks with Divine, and I remain your host, Divine. It's 12:17 p.m., and it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, and yay, I've got a lot of things to say this morning. But first of all, let's address the issue that trended on social media yesterday and is still trending till now and might trend for the whole of this week. It's the issue of the 23-year-old guy, Izu, who died. Yeah, he committed suicide. He didn't just die. And, well, he committed suicide because he was forcefully accused of rape. Now, what do we say about that? That is really sad. Extremely sad. I mean, according to a friend of mine, his name is Davidson, Izu had barely lived his life. Yeah, I mean, people had a lot of amazing things to say about him yesterday. He's nice, he's this, he's that, but he had barely lived his life. Just 23. I mean, he was someone who had goals, he had aspirations, he had a lot of things to look forward to. But sadly, he took that away from himself because he thought the world was over. Like, okay, first of all, why would you accuse someone of rape? Why? I feel like, in as much as it is good to persecute people who commit rape, it is also, I feel like there should also be a law that states that if you accuse anybody of rape, you go to jail as well. If you accuse somebody falsefully, yeah, if you accuse a person falsefully of rape, you must go to jail as well. Because this is not something you joke with. I mean, I know we've been preaching about the whole consent, my body, my right, happy, my body, my choice, and kinikon, kinikon. We've been saying all these things since.
And then you now carry in your mind that you now go and say that you need to accuse somebody some of rape when he did not do it. Do you know the trauma? Do you know the pain? Do you know the, oh God, it's like really, really frustrating. It is so frustrating. I cannot imagine what this guy went through before even deciding to commit suicide. Wow, social media has been blasting since yesterday. And I know a lot of you have had it as a concern as well. But well, may his gentle soul rest in perfect peace. And may the culprit be found, really. They need to find that girl and arrest her. You can't just do this to someone. And next, we'll be talking about coronavirus. So here in Nigeria, the cases are increasing. I personally have been doing my best to protect myself and, you know, and my family as well as the people around me. I'm always using my hand sanitizers, always washing my hands as frequently as possible as I touch a surface or a person. So, yeah. I mean, in other countries too, it is also increasing as well as being managed properly. You know, I feel like Nigerians are already done with the whole coronavirus thing. Yeah, in the sense that as cases increase, we become nonchalant. I remember in March when the whole thing started, it started in February, but it was in March we gained awareness and full information about the whole situation on ground. You know, in March, that was when we had school also went on strike, then the coronavirus thing affected and everything. You know, we were so careful and observant of our surroundings. We were washing our hands as frequently. A lot of people took it so seriously. Like, I mean, people were so conscious and all. But March compared to July now, we'll be in August very soon, but compared to right now, people have forgotten that there's coronavirus. My dear, you walk on the road, you will see people without their face masks. You even see some people they'll be trying to touch you anyhow and stuff, and you're like, what is going on? Share this one has forgotten that something is happening or that there is a pandemic. But then it really isn't your fault. But then Nigerians, I guess they still don't believe in the figures as they all say. Yeah, it is hard to trust the government at such a time as this, because we hear cases of fraud, missing money and all of that. So it's very hard. And I also heard some people are now feeling very superior. Who are the category of people feeling superior? They are the ones that wear face shields. Yeah, the transparent one with something that has glasses or something that you can attach to your ears. So because you have, or you could afford 400 naira just to buy face shield, we now bought nose mask of 350 or 300 or 100 naira or whatever amount, or we even made it from leftover clothes from our houses, you now think you are more superior. My dear, coronavirus is a respecter of nobody. If you like, wear your face shield and wear your nose mask. Do not follow the other guidelines, like always washing your hands and sanitizing and not being in contact with the people with coronavirus. My dear, you still have it. Yeah. See, there's this thing about Nigerians generally. Yeah, I'm saying Nigerians because they are people I know. I know I have a lot of viewers, listeners out there. I love you guys, my South Africans, my people from Ireland, everywhere. I love you guys. But seriously, Nigerians are amazing people, really. You know, sometimes we could be crazy, but we are amazing, trust me. So I mean, this week has been amazing so far. The week started yesterday. Some people say the week starts on Monday. Some people say it starts on Sunday. But I personally believe the week starts on Sunday, Sha. Yeah. And, oh, another thing that happened last week was that my cousin lost a child. Now let's talk about infant mortality. Well, personally, this is the first time I'm personally experiencing infant mortality. Like, I know someone now who has experienced it. That's what I'm trying to say. Unlike those times when we'll be doing school research and stuff and we're like, oh, infant mortality. I know sometimes you'll be wondering, okay, what could cause infant mortality? Complications at birth. Okay, so guys, we're back, and I was previously talking about infant mortality. Well, I mean, infant mortality can be caused by a lot of things. It can be caused by the mother not taking enough nutrients, the required nutrients for her as a pregnant woman. It can also be as a result of complications during delivery. It can be as a result of a lot of other things, really. Genes as well, genes, you know. And, you know, the story of my cousin's child's death was quite crazy because, according to him, she had just put to bed on Friday. Then, Saturday morning, they want to bathe the child and the child is not moving at all. Just sudden. There were no pre-signs, nothing unusual before the whole death thing. So it was just quite alarming and scary as well. But they say in everything you give God thanks. So here we are. We're thankful, for we know that another child is on its way. And yeah, the last thing I'd like to talk about is high blood pressure. You know, there are a lot of people out there who have high blood pressure who do not monitor their blood pressure simply because, well, they do not think it should be a big deal, or maybe they have their own thoughts about it, you know. But personally, I think it's the best thing you can do for any elderly person, you know. Even as a youth, no matter how young you are, man. Okay, from the age of 18 or from 16, I think it is good to know your blood pressure and at least be sure that, okay, fine, nothing is wrong, you're fine, you're perfect, you're okay. It is just to be on the safer side, my dear, because when thing will shell it, you don't know. You know, one time I met a 21-year-old who already had high blood pressure. She did not know that she even had it. Plus, she had parents who already had high blood pressure and were diabetic as well. So this thing can be caused. It can also be genetic too as well. So please take care of your health, because health is wealth. So that's a wrap for today, or for the morning, or for the afternoon, I guess. So please be reminded that Jesus loves you and you are amazing. Have a blessed day. I remain your host, Divine. And please do not forget to follow me on Instagram at @D_VineOfficial, on Twitter at @VineOfficialD, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, @D_VineSings. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Bye. Hey guys, good evening and welcome to Talk to Divine. It's 8:11 p.m. on a Thursday morning and it is beautiful. And I remain your host, Divine. So how was your day? Yeah, I'm sure your day went well. And even for as many people out there who think that their day did not go as planned, they did not meet their prescribed goals, but hey, trust me and trust God that your goals will be achieved. It only takes a matter of time, okay? You just have to be consistent, deliberate, and persistent. So, thank you. So, that aside, today I'll just be briefly talking about the pandemic and how it has affected lives positively and as well negatively, you know? I think we've talked about something like this on the show, yeah? Yeah, but might not have been on this segment, but we definitely have talked about the pandemic and how it has affected some lives. You know, sincerely, I have grown in the pandemic. I have changed. I have evolved in the pandemic. You know, the pandemic has been an eye-opener for me. It has been a transformation period for me. It has lifted me. I mean, most of the time, or most of it has been good, and more of the positive than the negatives. Because really, okay, fine, the negative part is I have been away from school, but I did not allow school stay away from me. There's a difference. Being away from school, I mean, I have been out of the building, because I mean, during the pandemic, I'm a student of the University of Lagos, and you know, we were asked to stay back at home, you know, that to curb the spread and flatten the curve and stuff. And yeah, we've all been at home, some of us. Some of us have gone into really productive things. Some of us have gone into writing, production, content creation, podcasting, you know. Some people have even gotten jobs, actually. I know some of my friends, they're working, they're earning money, you know. It's just about being productive and not being idle. Because there's a saying that goes first that an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You're idle, there's nothing to do, and trust me, you will begin to think about things you're not meant to do. You know, I mean, we should be vessels of honor. We should do things that pleases the Lord. We should do things that are productive. We should do things that enhances our abilities. You know, recently I was reading a book, Mindsets. Yeah, the psychology to success, you know, it's in that book, it's compared the fixed mindset to the growth mindset, telling us the benefits of having a growth mindset instead of the fixed mindset. The fixed mindset is whereby you are a person who wants to stay in a particular place. You want to be stagnant forever. You just want to, okay, this is how things are done. There are no other ways to do them. Or even if there are other ways, you just do not want to find out how better, how well, how easier you could do them. You just want to continue doing things this way. Okay, let's say you were asked to go to Ikeja from Surulere, and the only route that you think, or you have been told that you could pass, is through Fadi. And that is it. That is the only route you've been taking. Chufadi. You don't want to check, okay, can I go through Onipan? Can I go through Obanikoro? Can I go through this, that? You know, there are other routes, you know, that you could take, but you're just like, okay, this is how they said it is done, so let me do it that way. That's the fixed mindset. And then people with the growth mindset are, okay, how well can I do this? How can I make my journey easier? Now, making your journey easier, you're thinking, maybe I should take BRT. That'll be faster. There will be no need for me to stop on the way if I take the regular Molue yellow buses and stuff. I'll just take BRT and I'll just get to my Ikeja straight ahead. I mean, that's just it. You know, that's the growth mindset. You're thinking about easier ways to get things done. You're thinking about faster ways to get things done. You are not being accustomed to the regular ways of doing things. You want to evolve. That's the growth mindset. You want to change. You know, the author of that book, she said something. She said, in her marriage, because she's married, her and her husband, they were talking, and he said something one time. He said, "I need space." her having the fixed mindset, she thought, okay, I need space means he wants to be alone. Do you get? That was what she thought. But then she asked him, being the curious type as well, she asked him, she said, babe, what do you mean by you need space? And he explained, he says, I need space so that I can accommodate you and our children to come. Do you get? You see, that means he needs space for her and many more. That is growth. He envisages, he sees growth. He sees more than just, you know, we as women, we are already let's say used to, in quote of, used to the whole I need space thing from men when they actually want to break up or walk out the door. So I feel like that was like what she was thinking he meant, but hey, it was different. It was something else. It meant something else. It meant something bigger. Okay, so now something else about growth that we should know is that growth and change are very constant, and the moment you stop growing, you start dying. Trust me, there's no two ways about it. There's no how you want to tell me that one. The moment you stop growing, you start dying. You're not growing, you're not reading. How are you trying to grow? Are you reading books? Are you trying to improve on yourself? What are you doing? Are you taking online classes? Do you want to see a better side of you at the end of the pandemic? You know, no one really knows when the vaccine would be out, because I mean, that's like what we all really want right now. We want a vaccine such that everyone takes the vaccine and we know we are all protected in some ways, because by then school would have to resume, a lot of things would have to go back to normalcy. You know, we just need to move away from our comfort zone. So like I was saying, are you reading books? Are you trying to enlarge your coasts, or are you trying to stay in your bubble? That's a question for you. So what are you doing in this pandemic? Are you allowing the pandemic take over you, or are you taking charge of the pandemic? I mean, I have friends who have made money during the pandemic. I'm not even joking. Their businesses bloomed even more in the pandemic. You know, I know people who started surprises. Yeah, they started planning surprises for people. And that was like their main job or their main source of income. You know, it's the pandemic. People don't have the opportunity to go out and do stuff. Or let's say you have a birthday party or wedding anniversary. You can't really go out with your spouse in this period. A lot of places you could go to, the club, the cinemas and all of those really, really amazing places, they are all closed. They are all on a lockdown right now. So people do not have the opportunity of going out. So this group of people, they decided doing surprises for people. Okay, you want to surprise your loved one, contact them and they help you. They help you kick it off, man. They will help you surprise that person, and even the person self will be actually surprised. Yes, because it is a surprise. But trust me, this is another way of making money. People have done really super amazing things, man. It is just left for you to decide on what you want to do with your time. And I also know people who have been lazing around. They're sitting in their houses expecting manna to fall from heaven, expecting a miracle to happen. But hey, it doesn't work that way. You know, there's a saying as well, that heaven helps those who help themselves. Are you ready to help yourself? Mm-hmm. So guys, that'll be all for tonight. I know you might have learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I personally want to constantly grow every day. Yeah. Learn something new every day, if that's all you can do. It pays, oh, it pays to be learned. It pays to be smart. It pays to know how to do things with your hands. Because in the end, when all is gone and when, you know, there's this thing, people who have not gotten jobs that actually have handwork always say, they'll say, ha, my dear, now where are they work at the job? Yes, now where did they work at the job? Because apparently these people, they did not get jobs from the government. Does not mean they will not eat. They had to realize that, okay, I have hands. There are things I could do with these hands. I could be productive with these hands. You know, it reminds me of this book by Ben Carson, Gifted Hands. When Ben Carson was giving his book that name, Gifted Hands, sometimes I just imagine, okay, what could have been coming through his mind at that point? It could be that he was thinking, okay, these hands God has given to me, I can actually do something that only a few people or even nobody has done before. And he did it with these same hands. You know, that is it. Find your X factor. Find that thing that differentiates you from the rest. That thing that distinguishes you. That thing that brings you out into the light. Find it and use it to make money. Mm-hmm. And again, another thing, it's not just about making money, it's about fulfillment. If you're doing it and you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, you're not feeling great about it, then why are you doing it, bro? Huh? Why are you doing it, sis? Do it and be happy. You know, there's this thing my friend says. She says, it is whatever makes you happy that brings you money. So guys, I'll be wrapping up today's show with this word. Please be consistent. Ejo. Consistency is key. So, we've come to the end of this segment on Talks with Divine. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a blessed, beautiful, and wonderful evening. Good night. Bye-bye. And please do not forget to follow me on all my social media platforms. Follow me on Instagram at @D_VineOfficial. Follow me on Twitter at @VineOfficialD. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, @D_VineSings. Thank you so much. I love you. And you can also reach me on WhatsApp if you've got questions for me. It is 00939185. Yeah, you know how I rush my number. If you got that, fine. If you didn't, see you guys. Bye. Something in a 30-acre thermal thicket of thorns and thistles thumped and thundered, threatening the 3D thoughts of Matthew the Thug, although theatrically it was only the 13,000 thistles and thorns through the underneath of his thigh that the 30-year-old thug thought of that morning.
My people, hope so now they stay safe. The thing with my eyes see yesterday, make a yarn you the story. I enter bus yesterday, say make I quickly go run one or two appointments. Now so the conductor, they one side, they shout, Ojo elegba CMS eko, wali kbelu change ye. Ojo elegba CMS eko, my dear, this guy no even wear face mask, oh. And he come they sweat like person wey they inside bakery. The one become even shock me now when I ask him why he no wear face mask. Conductor, why you no wear face mask now? You know say corona day town. If you see the bad eye way him take say waiting consign me consign corona, you don't see corona before. My people, I beg no joke with this matter. Oh. Ha! This corona no be joke, he still dey town. Make we dey wear our face mask as we dey commot for we house. I beg, make we for protect each other. I beg, mask up Lagos. A cool in Ibadan.
Hey guys, good morning and welcome to Talks with Divine, and I remain your host Divine. It's 10:35 a.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and you are still welcome to Talks with Divine. Yeah, on today's segment of General Markets, I'd be hosting my nephew. Yeah, his name is Isaac. Isaac, say hi.
Hi.
You need to be audible so my viewers or listeners can hear you. So, Isaac, say hi again.
Hi.
Okay, good. That's nice. Isaac is 3 years old. I know this is quite crazy, but... yeah, he's 3 years old and he'd be sharing his thoughts with us. Isaac, what do you think about Talks with Divine? Just say anything. Wow. Okay, so Isaac does not know what to say right now, but... this guy has a very sharp mouth. Okay, so Isaac, tell me about you.
My name is Shogoluwa Kolapo.
Okay, what else? What's your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
I like to eat Indomie.
Wow, Indomie. Wow, that's nice. Everyone likes Indomie, I guess. I also like Indomie. So do you like pepper in your Indomie?
No.
No, why don't you like pepper in your Indomie?
Because I want fish in my Indomie.
Because you what?
Because I want fish in my Indomie.
Oh, so because you want fish in your Indomie, you don't want pepper in your Indomie. Okay, that's fine. I'll tell your mommy about that. So tell me about your parents. Do you know you? Okay, well, you're going to say something.
My parents is...
Okay, mommy is calling you now to go and eat. Hold on. Wait. Before you leave, just say one last thing to our viewers and listeners, actually. Say, I love you.
I love you.
Talk to you guys later. Okay, so bye, Isaac. Thank you for coming on the show. You can go and eat your Indomie. Bye. Hey guys, good morning. It's 10:48 a.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and you're still welcome to Talks with Divino. I know I already made one podcast already this morning, but something has been quite bothering me. It has been on my mind this past few days. So, lately I noticed that there are people out there that pretend to support you, but in the real sense, they ain't doing shit for you. They're just in the background. They're just there to see maybe you'll fall, you'll rise, you'll stay. Or maybe you will flop sharp. They're just expecting something to happen. Something to happen. Which is quite crazy. Being like that is very, very dangerous because... And having people like that around you, it's very dangerous because you think you have real supporters, you have people around you, you have people that have sense. Well, more idea. It's all the same. It's all the same rubbish, nonsense, annoying, and it's just crazy. Like, you just still, you'll be doing your thing normally, enjoying yourself, having fun. And then you notice that there's this person that doesn't just like you. Person is not even like, there's no reason. The person's not giving you a reason to not like you, but you just notice that everything the person does is always against you, is always to make everything you do look stupid and. It is well, shall. Be good, they're alright. So here's the solution when you see that you have people like that in your life. The only solution is to cut them off. Yes, if you cut them off, they won't know what is going on in your life. Nobody will try to bring you down if they don't know what is going on. And again, you also have to limit your posting of the things that are going on in your life. Yeah. I mean, social media has become the order of the day. Anything that is happening, you post it. You're giving birth, you post it. You're pregnant, you post it. You're about to fly, you post it. You're about to run, you post it. No, life is not like that. Your life shouldn't be all about the social media. There is more to life than just the social media. There's a whole lot you can do with your life than advertise yourself to the world. So please. Please stay away from these kind of people. They will frustrate you. And you yourself, you will kukuma just quit because you feel like there is a force dragging you. And you know the annoying part. When these people are doing these things against you, or just being wicked to you, or just hating you for no reason, or just being trying to be an hindrance to your success or you fulfilling your destiny. You'll be feeling it is your village people. You don't know that it is the people beside you or even around you. See, sometimes there's really nothing like village people in court. I'm not saying they don't exist though. Yeah, they do, but the thing is, our village people in court are actually the people around us who do not want to see us progress. That's just it. But we as Nigerians, we've tagged them village people thinking that they are from our mother's village or our father's village.
In the real sense, the people from your mother or your father's side don't even know you. They know your parents, but they don't know you. And I know there's something as such as generational curses, yeah. But hey, if you know your heritage in Christ, you shouldn't be bothered about those things because they are not things that are supposed to affect you. All you just need to do is be conscious about the people that you can see, the ones that are around you that you can relate with, that you can see. If something is going wrong, you will know. Know how. If you see that there's this person who, if I tell this person that I want to start a cloth business, the person will say, why do you want to start a cloth business? You are not even into the fashion line. Person will shall look for one thing to discourage you. Just shall make you look dumb. And then immediately, you just take your mind off that decision or off that thought. You don't know if it is even that clothing business that is coming to your mind that is even going to make you millions. But because Chukwu Dichin has actually said, don't do it, we took your mind off it. So, and if you even notice, there are some people in your life, that is only the negative things that they want you to do. Or when it comes to things like, there's a party out there, or let's go. There's a place where we can find hot guys or hot girls. Let's go. You get this turn up. Let's go. But when it comes to, there's a place where there is money. They are sharing money in this place. So there's a place where, there's a site where you can start earning money. These people will not call you. If you see that they are like that, cut them off here. Cut them off. Oh, they are not good for your destiny. They are not good for your future. They are not good for your life. They are not good for your mental health, self, even your psychological, your physical, your or anything related to you. They are not good for you. Because it's clearly just a sign that all they want to see you do is fail and fall. I mean, sometimes, allow yourself to have sense, because allow your sense to be complete. How can you just notice that there are people like this in your life and you are still keeping them? It's bad, though. I know sometimes it's not really easy. Sometimes you think about where you and that person started from, but when you start noticing things like this, please cut them off. I know that we all have people like that in our lives at some point. It's all called growth. Yes, I mean, I've been talking about growth lately, and I've been thinking a lot about it. Growth is not just in learning new things. Growth is also about dropping the old things as you learn new things. You can't say you're growing and you're still dwelling in the past. Yes, it's crazy. You have a new boyfriend, but you're still calling your ex. That's not growth. That's not growth. You have friends, or you're meeting new people, and you're noticing that these people are people that can change my life. But then, you're still relating with the old ones who are not even concerned about changing your life. You're still relating the old ones who only come to you when they need money for something. If you have friends like that, please cut them off. I don't even know. This is just something that has been bothering me. Just thought to share it with you guys. You have people like this in your life, and you are still saying you have friends. You don't have friends, huh? You have parasites. You have people that want to chop you and chop you and chop you and chop you till you're dry. Let this not be your portion. Think about it, okay? That'll be all for today, Jerry. See you guys later. Yeah. Catch me on Instagram at @D_VineOfficial and on Twitter @VineOfficialD. And my YouTube channel is @DVineSings. @D_VineSings. Thank you so much for listening to Talks to Divine. Yeah, it's 10:57. Please make good use of this Friday. I mean, I know people want to turn up somewhere, sharp. Make good use of it too. Do something meaningful with your life. If there's something you've been thinking about that you want to start, a business you want to start, something you want to do that would enhance your life, that would make you progress and make you, that would change your life. Please do it. Stop waiting for Musa or somebody to tell you that this is how. Please do it. If there's a course you want to take online, do it. Just be you, be happy. Enjoy. Happiness is free. Take care. Bye.
They say we are nothing to write home about, but others say they are wrong. I hear Nigeria is a bad memory to let settle in your mind, but others say they are so wrong. Have you forgotten that we are the giant of Africa? Has it ever been told that a soldier today is not a soldier tomorrow? No. So, my fellow soldiers, it is time to arise, O compatriots, to serve our fatherland with love and strength and faith. It is time to rekindle the belief in who we truly are. We are Nigeria, yeah? It is time to stand and defend our land so that the labor of our heroes past shall never be in vain. Let's arise and serve with heart and mind. Let's arise as one nation bound on freedom, peace, and unity. Because no matter what we are made to believe, there is greatness in all of us deep within.
There is something about this thing called love. It can make you smile and it can make you cry. But then there is something called the special someone. That special someone can make it beautiful, and that special someone can make you happy for the rest of your life. It is left for you to choose what part you'll be following, either the right part or the very wrong part. And it is also very difficult to decide what part you would like to follow or whom you would like to spend the rest of your life with. Does it sound nice? Does it sound beautiful? Does it sound amazing? But then in your heart, what does it sound like? Are you thinking or are you just stupid? Think about it.
Hey guys, good evening and welcome to Talks with Divine. It's 6:43 p.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and today is a very, very special segment. I'll be doing different monologues, actually cartoon characters. Actually, I'll be imitating cartoon characters. So, starting off, what's your favorite cartoon character? Well, I have a lot of favorites, but then I'll be, you know, trying out different ones, and I'm going to be starting with Eagle from Ratatouille. So let's go.
In many ways, the work of a critic is easy. We risk very little yet enjoy a positive over those who offer up their work and themselves to our judgment. We thrive on negative criticism, which is fun to write and read. But the bitter truth we critics must face is that in the grand scheme of things, the average piece of junk is probably more meaningful than our criticism designating it so. But there are times when the critic truly risks something, and that is in the discovery and defense of the new. The world is often unkind to new talent, new creations, the new needs friends. But last night, I experienced something new. An extraordinary meal from a singularly unexpected source. To say that both the meal and its maker had challenged my preconceptions about fine cooking is a gross understatement. They have rocked me to my core. In the past, I have made no secret of my disdain for Chef Gaston's famous motto, "Anyone can cook." But I realize only now do I truly understand what he meant. Not everyone can become a great artist, but a great artist can come from anywhere. It is difficult to imagine more humble origins than those of the genius now cooking at Gaston's.
who is, in this critic's opinion, nothing less than the finest chef in France. I will be returning to Gusteau soon. Hungry for more.
Guys, did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really crazy trying to change your voice, trying to, like, sound different and all. I mean, I feel like these people do a lot. I mean, I give them a lot of accolades. They deserve the thumbs up, the salute and everything. These guys are good. So, let me try something else. This is Linus's speech from... okay. Well, I'm not really sure what cartoon this is from. But let's try something.
Well, I can understand how you feel. You worked hard studying for this spelling bee, and I suppose you feel you let everyone down and you made a fool of yourself in everything. But did you notice something, Charlie Brown? The world didn't come to an end.
How did that sound? Okay, so here's another one. Dory, this is Dory's speech, voiced by Ellen DeGeneres. She makes a plea with Marlene to stay with her while they are only fish. The classic animated speech easily could be applied to humans as well. Okay, so let's go. I'm playing Dory now.
Stop! Please don't go away. Please, no. Once ever stuck with me for so long. Before.
Oh, okay, let me start again. I don't think that worked out. Okay, let me start again.
Stop. Please don't go away. Please. No one's ever stuck with me for so long before. And if you leave, I remember things better than you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Let me go again. Okay.
Stop! Please don't go away. Please. No one's ever stuck with me for so long before. And if you leave, I remember things before with you. I do. Look, B. Sherman. 42. I remember it. I do. It's there. When I look at you, I can feel it. I look at you, and I'm home. Please. I don't want you to go away. I don't want to forget.
That sounded awkward. Okay, so let's try something. So, let's do Prince Charming's speech. So, I have to go a little bit deep. So, let's try.
We are more alike than you think, Wicked Witch. 7 dwarves saved Snow White, and then what happened? They left you the unfairest of them all. And now, here you are hustling, Paul, to get your next meal. How does that feel? And you, your star puppet, abandons the show to go and find his father. And Hook, need more, I say. And you, Frumpy Pigskin, where's that firstborn? You were promised, huh? Mabel? Remember how you couldn't get your little fat foot into that tiny glass slipper? Cinderella is in far away right now, eating bonbons, cavorting with every little fairy tale creature that has ever done you wrong. Once upon a time, someone decided we were the losers. There are two sides of every story, and our side has not been told. So, who will join me? Who wants to come on out top for once? Who wants your happily ever after?
Yay, how did that go? Yeah, good. Wow, these things are really, really cool. So, let me try something. Oh, this is the last one. Let's try Emmett's speech. Chris Pratt, who voiced Emmett, gives a classic animated speech that is self-deprecating. While it seems he's on track to tell the others they are wrong about him, he does not. It's a bit of humor to which most anyone, animated or not, can relate. Okay, so let me try this. I don't really have to sound like a man, but let me try. Okay, Emmett's speech. Yes, it's true. I may not be a master. Oh, okay. Let me start again. Sorry. One, two, three. Yes, it's true. I may not be a master builder. I may not have a lot of experience fighting or leading or coming up with plans or having ideas in general. In fact, I am not all that smart. And I'm not what you call a creative type. Plus, generally unskilled, also scared and cowardly. I know what you were thinking. He is the least qualified person in the world to lead us, and you are right. Yay, I think I got that. Yay, this is so nice. Like, it's really, really nice. So, which one did I think I didn't do properly? Oh, very well. Linus's speech. So, tell me your thoughts. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @D_VineOfficial. And on YouTube, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Vine. No, sorry. It's Divine Sings. D_VineSings. Sorry. I was thinking about my Twitter handle. So, my Twitter handle is VineOfficialD. Sounds cool, yeah. So, guys, take care. Come again. See you next time. Heart of what? Bye. Is this all we get? One short life. Tell me we got time. And that's all our world without you there. Somehow you are mine. No, please don't go. Please don't go. And leave me alone. Don't wanna give my heart to someone new. Won't be anybody after you. And even if one day our time is true, won't be anybody after you. After you. I'll never find another lover after you. If you have to go, be my ghost. Hope you haunt my dreams. So I won't be alone, 'cause I'd give up hope. If you weren't there for me, no. Please don't go, please don't go, and leave me alone. Don't wanna give my heart to someone new. Won't be anybody after you. And even if one day our time is true, won't be anybody after you. After you. I'll never find another lover after you. I won't be able to move on, baby. I won't be able to love nobody else. So if you go, won't you take me with you? Don't leave me alone. Don't wanna give my heart to someone new. Won't be anybody up to you. And even if one day our time is true, won't be anybody after you. After you. I'll never find another love after you. After you. Hey guys, I hope you liked that. That was After You by Meghan Trainor. So what else are we gonna be singing? Oh, quick introduction. It's 7:25 p.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and I still remain your host, Divine, and you're welcome to Talks with Divine, and this is Divine Sings. Yeah. So I'll be doing different songs, karaoke, yeah, so I hope you like them. Unedited, this is me singing live, okay? Burning in your eyes, you look at me and babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul, like California gold. You found a light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all chucked up and I can't find the words, and every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the bell won't play, I'll always remember us this way. Lovers in the night, boats run alright. We don't know how to rhyme, but then we try. But all I really know is that you will wanna go. The part of me that you will never die. So when I'm all choked up and I can't find the words, and every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. Oh, and when the sun goes down and the bell won't play, I'll always remember us this way. Oh, yeah. So, guys, next is Love on the Brain by Rihanna. The song we just finished doing is Always Remember Us This Way by Lady Gaga. Listen, this is one of my favorite songs. I hope you like it.
And you got me like, oh, what you want from me? And I tried to buy a pretty heart the price to her. Baby, you got me like, oh, you love when I fall apart. So you can pull me together and throw me against the wall. Baby, you'll get me like the Don't you stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Don't stop loving me. And baby, I'm just fine with fire. Just to get close to you, can we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain that's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it me so good and I can't get enough.
So, next we'll be doing Like I'm Gonna Lose You by Meghan Trainor featuring John Legend. Is that your favorite song? Is that something you like, huh? So, guys, get ready. I'm actually a huge fan. Okay. In silver and gold, like a scene from a movie, that every broken heart knows. We're walking the moonlight,
You pulled me close. Sweet second, then you disappeared, and then I was all alone. Woke up in tears with you by my side. A breath of belief, and I'll be alive. Oh, when I promise tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted. We'll never know it when we're run out of time. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. Listen, in the blink of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, baby, any chance that I get. And I'll make the most of the minutes in love with no regrets. Let's take the time to say what we want. Here's what we got before it's all gone. Us, when I promise tomorrow. Cause I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. And I'm gonna hold you. Ba 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 ba. It's over. Standing, standing, baby. Take you for granted. Thank you so much for your attention. We've come to the end of Talks with Divine and Karaoke and Divine Sings. Thank you so much for listening. See you same time. Bye bye. Have a nice night. Sleep tight, do not forget to pray, and do not forget to follow me on all social media handles at @D_VineOfficial on Instagram, VineOfficialD on Twitter, and @D_VineSings on YouTube. Thank you so much.
My name is Divine, your Honorable Minister of Education, and I'd be speaking briefly on how I'd be preparing the universities for a safe resumption. Now, we all know that health has become the centerpiece for the campuses, and if the government had listened to the years of appeal by ASSO, the universities and indeed the nation would not have been at the mercy of the virus. Now, the government is obliged to provide all necessary health requirements to keep the campuses safe before students can come in. The present issue is of inadequate physical infrastructure on the campuses, and this must be addressed before the campuses can be reopened. Classrooms with multiple doors and gates should be provided for proper ventilation. We also need proper hand washing facilities, body temperature checks, and body disinfectants at all points of entry to their major facilities, including the gates, hostels, classes, offices, etc. The entire premises of each institution should be decontaminated and all efforts geared toward the maintenance of hygiene. Now, university authorities would also need to ensure social and physical distancing in classes and meeting spaces. This is very, very key. Because now we know that COVID-19 has created fundamental health challenges for all university systems. Thank you.
Today is ours, let's live it. And love is strong, let's give it. A song can help, let's sing it. And peace is dear, let's bring it. The past is gone, don't rue it. Our work is here, let's do it. The world is wrong, let's right it. The battle is hard, let's fight it. The road is rough. Let's clear it. The future vast. Don't fear it. Is faith asleep? Don't wake it. Because today's ours. Let's take it. Hello, hello, good evening and welcome to Talks with Divine. Yay, it's 5:45 p.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and it's the 26th of October. Man, we have come this far. Well, you know, the end SARS, end police brutality, but end bad governance and so on and so forth. Protests have been going on in Nigeria, and I mean, last week Lagos was really hot. On Tuesday, the 20th of October 2020, it was super hot. You know, there was a lot of killings here and there. It was a massacre in Lekki of Lagos State, and it was crazy, man. People died, and I mean, it was not only in Lekki that there was a mass killing and all of that, you know. You know, there were hoodlums, looting, stealing. I mean, this past few days, it has been the grace of God that we're still here, just by the grace of God, man. And I'm glad I'm still alive. I mean, and I pray the Lord grants the families of the loved ones the fortitude to bear the loss, you know. Seriously, it's not easy. It's not easy to lose someone you love, or, you know, or your property. I mean, a lot of people have lost properties worth millions, trillions, in quote. I mean, you know, a lot of people have invested in their businesses, for real, man. People used their 2020 to massively invest in their businesses, and then hoodlums from nowhere. Okay, from somewhere, actually. I mean, Nigeria has been hot. I mean, if you're listening to me from anywhere that isn't Nigeria, just be praying for us. We need it. In fact, Africa generally, because I'm hearing there's something going on in Congo, in South Africa, everywhere. Omo. Wow, that's all gay life. But then we're grateful to God for life, you know. It's not been easy this past few days, but I mean, we have no choice but to stay alive and continue fighting for that which we want. They will not keep us silent. Mm-mm. We will not be silent. We have come thus far, and we will not allow or assume that the deaths of these people would just be waved off. No, they did not die for nothing, and we will not make it look like they died for nothing. Therefore, we will continue pressing on until we get what we want. Yeah. So that's it. So guys, you're welcome to General Market. Mm-hmm. And today on General Market, we'll be introducing someone. Yeah. You know, not really introducing, would be basically telling you things about this guy. Yeah, we're promoting him. He's a Nigerian artist, and his name is King Slain. Wow. He's a talented recording artist in Nigeria. He's an Afro hardcore rapper, singer, and songwriter of various genres of music. Yeah, he's super talented, guys. You need to check out King Slain. And he says, growing up in the city of Kaduna, I started music at an early age, making sounds with anything I came across, drumming with the local buckets in my home and dancing to such sounds. Music for me became a thing of joy and a constant form of pain reliever. Nice. Which in turn led me into the church choir. Wow. After a period of a year and 6 months in the choir, I developed the art of writing songs, specifically in my SS2 and SS3. Now, fast forward to 4 years, I am now a recording performing artist with 4 songs already released and my EP coming in December 2. Yay! That's nice. And many more other unreleased songs as well. My 3rd single and most loved song, Gbagam, is an Afro dance hall song that puts anyone on the right sweet atmosphere and dancing move. An appropriate party jam for any club dance hall event, as well as crew.
Nice. So that's Kingsley. You know, he sent us his biography as well as, you know, his journey so far in the music industry. Kingsley is actually 20 years old. You wouldn't believe this, guys. He is just 20 years old. Kingsley is that young and he's already doing super amazing things in the music industry. Guys, I heard his song one time in February when we first met and I was like, damn it, nigga, you were good. I mean, you know, he has this Afro style that is really, really crazy, man. It is hot. You know, guys, I would like you to support his music. Go check him out on all platforms. I mean, Kingsley is a super amazing and talented singer. Guys, I mean, he's our next Davido, our next our next Whiskey Dove. Guys, go and check out Kingsley. So guys, that'll be a wrap for today. And if you would like to also promote your businesses or your talent or whatsoever it is that you do on Talks with Divine, please do not hesitate to hit me up on WhatsApp on 080-939-18512. I repeat, it is 080-939-18512. Or you hit me up on Instagram at @D_VineOfficial, @D_VineOfficial, or on Twitter, I am VineOfficialD. Vine Official D, and my YouTube channel is Divine Sings, _Vine Sings. Guys, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I love you so much. And it's a wrap. Have a blessed day. Do not forget to continue to pray for Nigeria. I mean, we love you guys, and I know you love us as well. Please pray for Nigeria. Ejo, ejo, ejo. I love you. Bye. Hello, hello, good evening, beautiful people, and welcome to Talks with Divine. I remain your ever elegant, superb, and amazing host, Divine. Yay! It's General Market, and last week on General Market, we promoted Kingsley, guys. Wow, Kingsley is a recording artist in Nigeria, and he has songs on all platforms, man. Kingsley is super amazing, and he is, you know, his EP is coming out in the month of November, which is not far from now. Yeah. November begins on Sunday. In case you still have things you want to do in October, please do them. And I mean, October has been a really, really rough month for us here in Nigeria and Africa at large, man. And you are still welcome to Talk to Divine. So, guys, on General Markets Day, we'll be promoting a lady. Her name is Priscilla Timilei Aremu. She's 20 years of age and she's a 300 level student of the University of Lagos. She's studying nursing and her hobbies are writing, teaching, watching movies, and sometimes reading. Wow, sometimes. She's a writer. And she says sometimes, man. Okay. Some of us don't really like reading though, but then we like writing and we can pour out our hearts in words, man. Someone like me. My dear, that aside though, she says, I am a writer and I write Christian articles and also Christian fiction. Wow. This is the first time I'm hearing something like Christian fiction. Priscilla, you need to come on the show to tell us what Christian fiction is, man. Okay, that aside. Okay, so she says, I try my best in making Bible stories attractive to the new generation. Oshé! Because, let me tell you, some of us are used to the olden days method of, you know, reading the Bible. You know, we have our King James version and we just pour it on the table and we study it just like that. You know, so what Priscilla is doing for the new generation, you know, what she does is make Bible stories look very interesting, captivating, and you do not even have a choice but to love the Bible at that point. Wow. Priscilla, you are amazing. And then she says, presently, I work part-time as a teacher and also train as a fashion designer. I remember one time in school, because I'm also a student of the University of Lagos, in case you do not know. Okay, yeah, I just feel that. So, I remember one time in school, Priscilla showed me some, you know, materials that she sells. And they looked really amazing. Priscilla sells really, really amazing clothing materials, guys. You need to patronize this girl. Don't worry, I'll drop her handles very soon. And she has, and then she says, there is one thing the whole of me revolves around, and that is God.
Wow. So whatever I am doing has God in it. Damn it, I am super touched.
Okay, so guys, enough of the touchy thing. To follow Priscilla Similayi Aremu on social media, Facebook, she is Priscilla Aremu. On Instagram, she is PRISCYTIMI, that's Prissy Timmy. And then on Twitter, she is Prissy Timmy as well. Wow. Priscilla Aremu, you are an amazing gem, man. And I am super excited. I'm getting to promote you on my show. You know, on my WhatsApp status, I'll be posting some of her articles. Please do well to read them. Follow her. I mean, Priscilla is a weapon, you know? She's a missile ready to be unleashed, man. She's super amazing. So guys, my Instagram handle is D_VineOfficial. On Twitter, I am VineOfficialD. And on YouTube, subscribe to my channel. It's D_VineSings. That's the Vine Sings. Thank you so much, guys. I am honored to always have to speak to you almost every day of my life. So guys, wow. Before we come to the end of today's show, I would like to do something real quick. You know, last week we promoted King Slain, but we did not drop his Instagram handle, Twitter handle, and his phone number as well. So he just sent it to me, and you can follow King Slain on Instagram at King_SlainMusic with a double C. The music has two C's at the end. And then on Twitter, he is KingSlain1. Slain as in S-L-A-I-N-O. Mm-hmm. And then if you need his phone number, you want to contact him, you want him to come on your show, you want to talk to him personally or something, King Slain is always accessible. He's always open. His phone number is 0702566-4418. Wow, guys, it's 5:44 and it's a wrap for today. Do not forget to follow me on all my social media handles. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening and welcome to Talks with the Vine. It's 4:02 p.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and it's the very first day in the month of November 2020. Guys, we have come a long way, and November is very special to me, really. Apart from the fact that I have tagged November the month of plenty money. November is also my birth month. Haha. Yeah. Since I was Sagittarius. No worry. Now they give you the ginger and the fire. But guys, it's my birth month. My birthday is on the 22nd of November. I don't know. Yeah, I forgot. Oh, hey. So, please. If you're looking for pictures of me to post, go to my IG. You see enough there. Don't come and be disturbing me on my birthday. Divine, send me your picture. Send me. I will not send. Yeah, I am saying it. I will not send you my picture. My Instagram handle is D_VineOfficial. D_VineOfficial. On Twitter, I am VineOfficialD. On YouTube, you can catch me at D_VineSings. Yeah, Divine Sings. Please subscribe to my channel. Ejo, I am begging. I am on my knees. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Guys, I'm super excited. Wow. Well, it's not easy to be on this earth for how many years now? You want to know my age? See, well, like other ladies, me, I'm not scared. I will tell you my age. You cannot beat me. You cannot, yes. Last, you say, oh, she's a small child. What does she know? How is she still single at 21? Yeah, I'm 21 and I am super proud of it. Yeah. I mean, it's not been easy staying on this earth for 21 years. Ha. Omo. Wala for the Nigeria. Sha, my country is a good country. I know you might be listening to me from the United States of America or Canada or Russia or Ghana or South Africa. Wherever, you know. But guys, man. Oh, good. I feel good. So back to general markets. Today we'll be promoting Omen Symbiont Sharon. That's her name. Wow.
Wow, this is like the very first time I'm hearing those first two names. Omen, Symbiant, or Symbia, Sharon, yeah. She says she's a year four student of physics electronics from the Federal University of Technology, Akure. That's Futa. In case you don't know Futa, it's in Nigeria. Is located in Akure, and she is currently undergoing her internship with Swift Networks Lagos, Nigeria. Wow, that's really wow. I think I know Swift. Swift, those people that make what they call that thing, is it a modem or yeah, something? Yeah, I know Swift, child. Internet, whatever. Swift though, you know Swift, yeah. If you use a lot of internet, you should know Swift, you should know Spectronet, but she works with Swift. That's nice. She's the CEO of Sharon's Pastries, the Sharon Pastries, and it's a small scale business where she does all kinds of pastries like cakes, small chops, making all kinds of snacks that you know and love. And she plans on adding catering services soon. Ooh, that means we'll be getting some free food. No, not free, oh guys, it's not free. I mean, nothing here is free. Nothing is supposed to be free in this world, actually. Even your life, safe. Life is not free. Yeah, you have to pay a price, man. But sure, at least Jesus died for us for free. So, that aside. Oh, it's a Sunday. Did you even go to church today? I'm asking you people, did you go to church? Okay, that aside. Always stand with the Lord, okay. I mean, for some circumstances you might not be able to go to church, and if you find yourself in any circumstance at which you can go to church, you can, I mean, just study the word. You know, the Bible says, your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Always have the word of God in your heart, yeah, it should always be there. I mean, it's the word of God that you use in situations, difficult situations. I mean, just imagine somebody slaps you. If the Bible had not said you turned the left cheek, I mean, bro, I thought they beat people for streets. But sha, as children of God, the Bible said you turned the left cheek. It's not literally saying you have to turn and say, oh, please slap me. No. I mean, is everybody mad? No. You just, you know, they slap you. You can't just walk out. Wait, why are we talking about slaps? Okay, back to the artist promotion. We're promoting D. Sharon Pastries. And yeah, from the start, she says she works with Swift Networks Lagos, Nigeria. And she is your plug for every kind of pastries and small chops. She says, we handle both small and large events, and we also deliver to your doorstep. In case you just sit down for us and small shops are the hungry, you want shop on, just hit this girl up, man. Hit this girl up. You know, she says, to know more about what we can do, you can contact us through Facebook. Her Facebook is D. Sharon Pastries. WhatsApp, or just to give her a phone call, it's 090-3093-6073. 090-3093-6073. Again, 090-3093-6073. And her Instagram handle is at OAMEN Sharon. That's at Omen Sharon. And at Twitter, she is at Omen Symbiant. That's nice. I love all her handles. Instagram at Omen Sharon and Twitter at Omen Symbiant. This is super amazing, man. This is super amazing. I mean, you can catch some pictures of all her pastries on my WhatsApp status. If you do not have my number saved on your phone, you should do that right now. It is 080-939-18512. And, you know, Kingsland from our very first promotion told me that I made a mistake about his EP. His EP is coming out in December, not in November. Yeah, I think I mentioned it's coming out in November, whereas it's coming out in December, guys. Do not forget to stream his EP. Yeah, unlike our president, Kingsland has been a good boy. You know, he's not been a bad boy. So, guys, do not forget to stream. Another promotion. Who are we promoting? Yay! Her name is Jessica. Yeah, Jessica is someone who is very close to my heart. And you see her promotion on my WhatsApp status. She says, Hi guys. I sell original and affordable jewelries and accessories at different price ranges. And also, you can send a picture of what you need. You can reach me on Instagram at queen_of_hearts_jessie. I repeat, at queen_of_hearts_jessie. I go again, at queen_of_hearts_jessie. Guys. You guys need to patronize the people I am promoting. Guys, that's like the reason why they're promoting their businesses. You can reach them on your Instagram, which is like the quickest way, or just call them. You know, I announce the numbers, you write them down, or better still, just save it on your phone. And that's it, guys. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday. Hope you are having a super amazing Sunday. Wow, I feel super excited. So what are your plans for November? You know, there's this trend on Twitter. It's saying it's hashtag November wish. I just wish for growth in all ramifications, especially in my business, in all ramifications. So guys, we've come to the end of this segment on general markets. It still talks with Divine, and I remain your ever elegant host, Divine. See ya. Bye. Hello, beautiful people. Good morning and welcome to Talks with Divine. It's 9:52 a.m. in Lagos, Nigeria, and I am still your ever elegant and gorgeous host, Divine. Guys, I am always super excited talking to you guys. And for the past few weeks, we've been running promotions on our general market platform. So guys, if you're yet to run your own ad on my podcast, please do not hesitate to reach me on 0809391852. I repeat, on WhatsApp it is 0809391852, and my Instagram handle is d_vineofficial. I am Divine Official. And my YouTube, oh my god, do not forget to subscribe. It is d_vinesings. That's Divine Sings. And my Twitter, I am Vine Official D. Guys, no lose guard, no lose focus. Follow me and subscribe. So guys, today I'd be talking about WeSafe toilet seat cover plus disinfectant, and it is the best solution to avoid direct contact with unhygienic toilet seats. Ladies, this is for you. If you know you're the type that could that has the tendency of using a public toilet or a toilet that isn't in your house or is not for you, or if you're sharing a toilet with someone who might have an infection, or if you're not sure of the person, you might need to get this. And it's your best friend against toilet germs, and it is in a box containing 20 disposable toilet seat covers plus one disinfectant for before and after use of the toilet. Guys, this is for you. I mean, even, I don't know, men might not want to buy this, but anybody can actually use this. But it is most especially for our ladies out there. It is very handy, you know. You can put it in your bag, in your purse. It is mobile. You can carry it anywhere, you know. You can mobile with it. Guys, you can contact Halima to get yours on 0701017625. 0701017625. Wow, guys, get yours. It is super, super affordable, guys. Thank you so much. I'll be posting pictures of this product on my WhatsApp status. If you are yet to save my contact, please do that. Do that ASAP. Do that. Bye, guys. Ciao. And please stay safe, guys. I'm hearing there's a second wave of the coronavirus out there. Well, you need to, if you have stopped your safe practices, please start again. Start washing your hands, wearing your nose mask and everything. Please do them, okay? Yeah, carry your hand sanitizers out there. Take care, guys. I love you. Au revoir.